Ross, describe where we're standing.
So right now we're standing in a park with Emory Midtown just to our north and the Marriott Marquis just to our south. And we're essentially above the highway. I-75 runs right below us, a little to our left.
And we're standing on the site of the future proposed Stitch.
Correct. So the Stitch is a project formed by Central Atlanta Progress, and it's essentially to stitch the city back together. So where we're standing is kind of where I-75 splits the city. To the west, you have downtown and other areas, and kind of to the east of that, you have the Bank of America building and the hospital. So this project will fill in the gaps over the highway, kind of creating a green space so you can walk between each bridge.
I think it's hard for modern Atlantans to remember a time when there weren't huge interstates breaking up our neighborhoods. So what will happen? What will it feel like to be here when this proposed Stitch is built?
So once the Stitch is complete, essentially you'll have urban space, green space, parks, dog parks, and a pavilion kind of in this entire area, but you'll be walking above the freeway. And right now there's not really too much here as far as residential property goes. There are a few hotels, a few office buildings. The project is to capitalize on the Georgia Power Building, which is kind of just to our south, in the MARTA Civic Center station, and to kind of bring this all into one. So you'll be able to traverse from the west side of downtown over to the east side without needing a car or a bus or having to go on the highway.
We're not the first city to come up with this idea. Are we modeling this on any other projects?
There are a lot of cities that have something like this. In Seattle, you have Freeway Park. But I think this initiative is really modeled after Dallas's Clyde Warren Park. That park was completed just a few years ago. It's a green space over their major highway. And you can kind of walk from one end to another. You can take in concerts. They have activities. You can actually reserve space. And you can do all of that over their interstate. And I think the goal here is once you have this green space, it drives investment, it drives development. So you start with the park, you get money put in, and eventually you can have office space, residential living, a whole number of things.
Ross, this project is characterized by building up, right? We're just taking airspace effectively and building on top of it. But will anybody be displaced?
Well, much like the Gulch project that we kind of talked about not too long ago, you're taking advantage of space that isn't really being used. The Gulch is kind of a hole. These are kind of just open platforms above the highway. So you're not really pushing anyone out. Well, you have to worry about the homeless population that's nearby. But as far as displacing what we call legacy residents, that shouldn't really happen with this because no one really lives above the interstate.
Ross, the idea of walkability and quality urban living seems to be a national trend. It's happening here in Atlanta with the Beltline. Do you see there being real political will to make the Stitch happen?
Well, that's the thing. Like any major project, this is going to require public and private partnership, and public being the City of Atlanta government. But there does seem to be a push towards connectivity. We have, as you mentioned, the Beltline, which is kind of like the city's I-285. It's a sidewalk that you can connect to multiple sides of Atlanta with. And this project will do that in a much more compact way, east-west over the interstate. You should be able to walk from one side of downtown to another. And the hope is that drives revenue, that drives investment, it generates tax dollars, and that builds up an area which we said right now isn't really in use.
What is the price tag on this project?
As we mentioned, this is modeled after some other parks across the country. We mentioned Clyde Warren in Dallas, and the price tag is relatively similar to those. Right now, initial estimates are that this would cost $300 to $400 million.
But that price tag is really a decade or more in the future, right? Because this isn't going to happen for a minute.
Right. Don't expect to wake up tomorrow morning and have green space above the highway. If you want that, you will probably still have to go to these other cities. This project is still about 5 to 10 years away, but we are at the early stages and the conversations are starting to happen about how downtown Atlanta can be stitched back together.
Russ, thanks for coming out here with me.
Anytime. It's been great.